Fuck is up? It's Billy, and welcome back to No Bleeps. This episode is going to be packed punch with a lot of drama and some really serious shit. Obviously, the Tony Lopez stuff is beyond insane. We have talked about him before. I've talked about him a number of times on my YouTube channel, but you guys, this is something that we are really gonna have to break down because he is currently getting sued. This is something that a lot of people have been waiting for, a lot of people saw coming because of all of the stuff that people have been discussing about Tony for the last like 6 months, it seems like. So for this to actually come into fruition and him to actually see a lawsuit, literally just like Larae said, Tony Lopez caught a case. He really freaking did. And we're gonna break it all down. I also definitely want to dive into some other things that are going on because there's been a lot of shit that happened over the weekend, over this week, and I mean, I'm pretty invested in all of the shit that's going on, especially with this High School Musical, the musical, the series drama. Okay, this little love triangle between Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett and Sabrina Carpenter. You guys, I won't shut up about it. I was trying to explain the drama to my boyfriend last night. He hadn't even heard the song yet. I'm so mad that he hasn't heard the song yet, but it's so good. Like, it's so good. And I'm shook. I'm literally shook about the entire drama because I loved that show, and I want to fight Joshua Bassett now. Like, that's literally just it. Like, I was so invested in the drama that I literally made a freaking TikTok. And you guys know I really don't make TikToks, but I had to express how I was feeling about it. And then I need to tell you guys about Bridgerton because I finished the show and I feel really bad about what I said about last week when I said the sex scenes were not it. They are it. They are it. They are it. I wasn't there yet in the show. I wasn't there yet. So, okay, I'm going to break it all down, but we're going to start off with the craziest shit. We're going to start off with Tony Lopez because this is something that is way serious, and we need to get into it because I think a lot of people just never even thought that this was ever going to happen, but if it did, people were not going to be surprised. And that's pretty much been the response during this entire situation. This lawsuit came out last week, and ever since, everyone has pretty much been talking about it because there's been a lot of shit that's really honestly gone on. So Tony is getting sued for allegedly soliciting nude photos from underage girls and sexual abuse. That's what pretty much is being said. That is what's being reported by BuzzFeed. In the actual lawsuit, the complaint for damages is sexual battery in violation of Nevada revised statute, sexual battery in violation of California Civic Code, gender violence in violation of California Civic Code, negligence, hiring, supervision, and retention, intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligent infliction of emotional distress, violation of California unfair competition law. And they're demanding for a jury. Now, the two girls that are suing are being referred to not by their real names. Their names are being held anonymous because they are underage. And the lawsuit includes not only Tony, but Thomas Petro from Hype House and Chase Hudson, as you guys know, as Lil Huddy. They are also included in this because of negligence of emotional distress. And a lot of people are confused by that. They don't really know why they're being sued. I think it's because some of these events did occur at the Hype House, and one of the girls was invited to a party by Thomas. And that is something that is absolutely just been shocking a lot of people, is that the two of them were included in this. But in terms of Tony, this situation has been going on since, like I said, back in August. That was truly when the conversation became a little bit more mainstream, because this is when he lost sponsorship with Bliss. So he was partnered with Bliss, and Bliss got a ton of backlash for working with him. He had just come off of a lot of people accusing him of having racist tweets or tweets that were against women. And so when this came out, it was just like, okay, so people are saying that he's got racist tweets and he's got tweets against women and he's talking to girls that are minors. So Bliss was getting a lot of hate for working with him and sponsoring him. And so they pulled their sponsorship from him because of the things that were being said from him. This is truly when things just really got crazy. The things that had come out before they even pulled their sponsorships were that he was talking to girls on his private Snapchat, and it's even included in the lawsuit that he would basically like brag about himself and his fame and then add these girls on Snapchat and then get them to do things with him because he was like sweet talking them, basically. Like, it's so gross. And his story, we're gonna get there, but his story is like so all over the place. Obviously, I have to say that for legal reasons, Tony Lopez has denied all of these claims so far. Everything that's come out, he has denied, but we're gonna get into what he originally said because it just like does not sit right with me that his story just keeps going like this way and that way and then all over the place. It's very messy, and what he's saying now is very different than what he was saying before, so that's just something to really keep in mind, honestly. But basically, once all this information came out about his private Snapchat and the DMs that he had with people on Instagram, like things that were being revealed that he was saying were the screenshots of him being like, oh, you young, like, what? I want that to be fake so bad, but I don't know. Like I said, Tony is denying everything, but messages like that is so bad. Because honestly, after he lost his Bliss sponsorship and he made a statement on August 22nd, he did try to make it seem like he didn't really know about something and that he like stopped immediately. I think the whole point of his message was kind of like to make it seem like, oh, I didn't know their age, but now that I do, I like stop talking to them. I think that's kind of what he was hoping would get across to people that knew what was going on. But when you have messages out there of people saying that you said, oh, you're young, that's not gonna help you. I'm gonna tell you that, Tony. Don't lie about it, because look at you right here in the lawsuit. And in the lawsuit, they say that they have a lot of evidence and that a lot of witnesses as well, which is good for those girls. If they've got all that, kudos to them. There is a lot of stuff that's floating around the internet. The situation is super messy. So I imagine that they literally got everything they could find from the internet. And they're going to be like, this, look at what people are saying that he said. And I would imagine they have stuff on their phones too that they're bringing to the table. So they're going to be like, look at what was said to us. And look at what other people are saying was said to them as well. There were TikToks, Twitter threads, YouTube videos that were being made showing screenshots and messages that he had sent to girls on Snapchat saying other things like, show me this, show me that, like asking for photos. Once again, like I said, present day, Tony is denying doing any of this. There were Instagram DMs that had been revealed where he was asking girls to meet up with him. Once again, he's currently saying that he's denying that. And this Twitter statement that he originally had put out was, hey guys, I want to take a minute to address the recent accusations that have been made against me. I'm not proud of my past choices and actions I've made, and I am truly disappointed in myself for them. I am still new to entertainment/LA scene, and I'm quickly learning that you can't believe everything that you are told. Once I found out the truth, I immediately stopped. I know these actions are not taken lightly and were extremely irresponsible of me. As a young man, I will hold myself responsible for this mistake rather than run from it. I will learn from it to help better educate myself for now and the future. I promise I will make better, well-informed decisions. Then he went on Instagram Live, and people felt like he was kind of confessing or something in a way, because he kept apologizing. And just like this notes app that he tweeted out on August 22nd, his first statement, it seemed like he was apologizing without getting specific about what he was apologizing for and why he was apologizing. Like, you can't tell by reading this what he actually did wrong. You cannot tell unless you know the situation. It's like so vague. The apology is so vague. I mean, even Chris Clemens commented on his apology. If you guys know Chris Clemens, he's an amazing YouTuber. I love him. He is so funny. But he even chimed in to say, what are you apologizing for? Why is the reason for this unclear notes app apology wrong? If you want to educate and hold accountability, clearly say what you did and why it's wrong. I'm not trying to be a bitch, but the bar is in the fucking sewage. And it is. You can't tell by reading this what you did wrong. And I don't think he was trying to own up at all. I think he wanted the situation to go away. And I think that he really knew that a lot of his fans were really young. And if he was apologizing and not saying kind of like what he did, they were going to be like, oh my gosh, we forgive you. Like, don't listen to all the haters. Like, we love you, Tony, all this stuff. Because if he says what he did wrong, then obviously the story would have gotten a lot bigger at the time. Like, everyone was reporting on it, but now that he's getting sued and now that he's like denying it and all this stuff and he's making really big public statements about the situation specifically, it is being covered in a lot of news outlets. But because he didn't really get specific here and no one really knew what this was in regards to, it wasn't going to get much press and a lot of people weren't going to talk about it because they don't really know what he's talking about. And I think that's why he made it the way that he did. So people did not know what he was talking about and then they would be like, okay, like whatever, like so he's saying sorry about something, let's move on, without knowing what he was talking about. I mean, you cannot go from saying things like, I will hold myself responsible for this mistake, like you're admitting you made a mistake. And I don't really know what he's trying to get at by the entertainment in LA scene. Like, I'm still new. Talking to underage girls was never something that was exclusive to only being bad in the LA and entertainment scene. Or it's just, I cannot with this statement. And he said basically the same thing when he went on his Instagram Live. He was just saying that I'm learning and I'm growing and there's no excuse. Like, there's literally no excuse. Like, you shouldn't have to, like, learn and grow to know that talking to girls that are under the age of 18 is not okay. You should know that because it's illegal. And I know that his team knew that what he said in the live was definitely going to be hurtful against him if anything ever went down. Honestly, I'm shocked that this Twitter statement is still up from this Notes app apology. But when I made a video about it, I've talked about this before, that his team copyright claimed the part where I put in his live. So I just felt like they knew that that was really bad to have out there. And then honestly, once all of the apologies had happened, like this Notes app apology, the live, him and his brother soon like moved out of the hype house. And then he just continued to post content regularly, like acted like honestly nothing had happened, that no one had accused him of talking to girls that were not of age and all of this stuff. When in reality, they were working on this lawsuit. And it became public January of 2021. And, you know, here we are having to see and read what these girls are saying about what happened with them and Tony. And basically, there are two girls. I do have to legally say that he is denying all the claims. He said in a statement to BuzzFeed, these allegations are not at all true. I have never sent nudes to these women and didn't ask them to send me pictures either. And I clearly wouldn't have sex with someone who told me they were underage, Tony Lopez said in a statement provided to BuzzFeed via his manager. This whole thing seems like a money grab to me. I'm going to fight it to the end. I will not allow them to continue to slander my name and attack my character. My question is, why is he just now saying this type of shit? Like, he's just now taking an actual stance. And the difference is crazy. For him to be like, these allegations are not true. This whole thing seems like a money grab. I'm going to fight it till the end. I'm not going to continue them to slander my name and attack my character. Sounds very different than, I know these actions are not taken lightly and were extremely irresponsible of me as a young man, and I will hold myself responsible for this mistake rather than run from it. Those are two different freaking statements. And in his previous statement, once I found out the truth, I immediately stopped. What are you talking? What? That is very different than these allegations are not true. These two statements do not align. And I think everyone can see that. Everyone can see that. I mean, he's clearly lawyered up now, but when he made that statement, I do not think he had a lawyer to consult him about that. Otherwise, they would have been like, yeah, do not post that at all. So the two girls that are suing him, they're, like I said, being left anonymous. Both girls say that he knew their age the whole time, that he knew them. One girl says that when she was with Tony, like when she met him, she was with her friends and he like pulled her away from her friends to do things with her. And she told him that she was 16, but she was really 15. Either way, disgusting and illegal. This girl says that they met up another time for things, and he was careful to make sure that they didn't take any pictures together so that this entire thing could be a secret between the two of them. And the other girl that is suing says that she was invited to a party at the Hype House by Thomas Petro, and she was 16 at the time. Tony and her exchanged information that night. She's claiming that he did know her age. After this night, he began to ask for pictures from her, asking her to meet up, and apparently had sent photos of himself to her. I also just can't believe that Tony is saying, like, this is a money grab. That's a real switch up. This whole thing is honestly just very, very crazy. I cannot believe that this is actually happening. And I am very curious to see what's going to happen, how it's going to play out, because with the statements that Tony has, it's very much all over the place. And I mean, you know, he is really taking a stance now by saying that none of this is true. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out in the courtroom, how they're going to use what he said in the past against him and the evidence that they're going to bring to the table. They're claiming that they have a substantial amount of it. And I mean, there's all these screenshots on the internet, and I'm sure that they have a way of verifying what is real and what is not. I know that there are just a lot of things that were put out there. And I mean, he's just taking a serious stance now, and it's crazy to see what he said then compared to what he's saying now. And he's got to be scared. I mean, geez, the things that he said are not going to help. I cannot even believe how this is already playing out. And wow, just this is crazy. But I did just want to talk about this and break it all down with you, because this is something that a lot of people have been saying is a long time coming now, and people have gotten the timeline a little warped these days because it has been so long since all of this stuff went down. So I wanted to give you guys a clear timeline of sort of when this all began, the statements that he's made, and where we basically are at this very moment at the time of this lawsuit going down. And I will definitely keep you guys informed as this case goes on.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
I definitely want to kind of switch up to a not so heavy note because this is a lot. I definitely know it's a lot. So the other things that I want to talk about with you guys, I'm going to start with Bridgerton to bridge between topics. Look at that. I did not know if this show was going to like live up to the expectations. You guys told me to watch the show on Twitter. I asked if I should watch the show, and a lot of you guys were like, yes, watch it and talk about it on the podcast. So I did, and I loved it. I need season two immediately. I also did not know it was a book. I follow like every single person on Instagram now because I'm obsessed, and I'm in love with the Duke of Hastings.
I just really had to make that clear because, oh my gosh, like him and Daphne, the connection that they had, I am obsessed with the show. Like the love was just coming off the screen and I was feeling it, and it was hot. Wow, they really did an amazing job with the show. And I've been hearing a lot of people say that the diversity of the show is what really got them to start watching the show. But then, like, I've been hearing that people do not like the fact that there's diversity in the show because they're saying that it's like a period piece and that it's not being authentic to like that time period. And I honestly was more so watching the show thinking that this was like some kind of like a made up fantasy land that we were watching. Like, I know that some of like the mannerisms and like the way that they live their lives is a little bit kind of based off of things that happen back in the day, but it's a book and people are mad about the diversity. Like, calm the freak down. Oh my God. Like, the show is amazing. It worked. Like, wow. Like, I told my mom to watch it because it was that good. And then she got addicted to it. Everything about it hit the spot. Like, they freaking nailed it. And I can't wait to see what they're going to continue to do. And because it's a book, I read that every single book is about a different Bridgerton sibling. And this was like Daphne's season. And like all the seasons to come are going to be about the other siblings. And I'm just a little sad about that because I just don't want to not be watching the Duke and the Duchess of Hastings. Okay, like I'm gonna miss them and I need to see more of them. And yeah, they cannot take that away from me because now that I'm totally obsessed with them, they cannot take it away. You know, like, I don't need to see more of Anthony. I want to see more of Daphne. And I heard that the next season would probably be about Anthony because of the little bee that they showed at the very last scene, like that was supposed to hint something about Anthony. I don't know. I'm scared. Even though I like his storyline, but the opera singer, I really liked her and I wanted her to go to the ball with him. And I'm just like, is he going to get married in the next one? And it's not going to be to her. Like, it better be to her because I'm like attached to the opera singer. You know what I mean? If you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, you need to watch the freaking show. You need to watch it. The show is pure perfection. Like, it's genuinely incredible. Like, I just, wow. Everything about it was like so satisfying because I don't know, like when it ended, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. This ended exactly like how I needed it to in order for me to like be able to go a whole year without watching this show, because this show must take forever to film. And I know that they're just like not going to have it ready for me anytime soon. So the way that it ended was amazing. I'm willing to wait. And I just feel very excited about things to come. It's just, oh my God, it's so good, you guys. It's like, I'm obsessed. I can't stop thinking about it. I think I want to rewatch it because someone said that if you watch it till the end and you find out what you find out and then you rewatch it, you're going to see things that you didn't see. And I definitely think I'm going to rewatch it. My boyfriend wants to watch it now, so I'm definitely going to watch it with him. And I can't freaking wait. I can't freaking wait. Something that I really can't wait to talk about with you guys is this High School Musical, the musical, the series, the drama. You guys, I sound so dumb, but like, I can't believe I'm so obsessed. Like, I keep seeing people on TikTok talk about it and they're like, I can't believe I'm in like my 20s and I'm obsessing over this Disney Channel love triangle. And I'm like, that's me. I like, I'm getting all worked up over it because I just feel invested. I feel like Joshua Bassett broke my heart when I listened to the song. I feel her pain. Like, she's heartbroken, okay? And he did her so dirty. So basically, if you guys have not heard the song Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, you're gonna about to think that I'm fucking crazy or something. Please go listen to it because it is like one of the best songs I've ever heard. Like, it's so good. It is beautifully sad and heartbreaking, and I feel like I have been broken up with when I listen to the song. Like, it hurts. The lyrics hurt. The whole thing hurts. You can feel her pain, and it is insane. There are so many people that I saw on TikTok, they were like, I wish that I was getting broken up with right now so that I could like feel this song. And I was like, oh my God, like, I do not want that, but I know what they meant. Like, it hurt so bad, but it was so good, the song. It really felt like a breakup. But basically, Olivia Rodrigo, who sings the song, is in the show High School Musical, the musical of the series, which, you guys, is really good. But now, I don't know if I can watch it because it's probably really uncomfortable now that all this shit has gone down and it's sad and heartbreaking and all this shit. So she is the main character. If you guys don't know what the show is, it's literally the High School Musical TV show on Disney Plus, and It's really good. I did not know if I was going to like it at first. I hated the concept of it, but it's really like The Office meets High School Musical, and I'm obsessed. But basically, Olivia's co-star on the show is Joshua Bassett, and in real life, she is 17 and he is 20. They became very close on the show, like best friends. She had a boyfriend at the time who was her co-star on the show Bizardvark. And I guess he was starting to like kind of fall for her while she was like with this other guy. And he was writing songs about her too. Like she had this other man and he was writing songs about her. Her and her boyfriend did end up breaking up while they were still filming the show. And everyone just kept noticing that her and Josh had this connection. And even when the show came out, everyone was like, oh my God, they look like they're in love. And we got the tea. This song basically revealed a lot of the tea that went on. What happened was, I guess he made her like a promise because they were like freaking in love. If you guys watch the show, the connection is literally unreal. Like it's unreal. And people felt like they had something between them, but she was not of age. So obviously that can't be happening, you know? So I guess he told her that he was going to wait for her to turn 18 and then they were going to be together. And he definitely just should not have done that because he really played up her feelings. Like you can tell in the song that she's really sad. And he apparently started dating Sabrina Carpenter, and now Olivia is heartbroken because the two of them are like not really friends really anymore, and he did her dirty. Like he broke her heart, and he definitely like led her on to believe that they were gonna be something more, and he loved her because in the song she's like, I fucking love you, like I still do.
And her lyrics are just like really revealing as to what happened, like her saying things like, I guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me because you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. This man really said forever, and I was just like, my heart breaks for her.
Why would he say those things to her? Why would he say them and then not do them? Like, I want to fight him. You can't say those things to a girl that's like 16 or 17.
When I was 17, like your first love, that shit is powerful. It is insane and it hurts and it sticks with you forever.
And when I was that age, I would literally just like cry because my boyfriend was going home. Like he was going home and we were going to see each other the next day. And I would just cry because I already missed him before he even walked out the fucking door. Like you cannot be saying things like we're going to be together forever and then be with another girl because oh my God.
So the song is very intense and the music video has all the proof that honestly just proves that the song really is about him. Because there was like a part in this music video where she's projecting like a video from her phone of like the two of them, and it's like his hand like touching her face, and the exact clip that is being projected in the music video is a clip from the Spotify music video version of All I Want, which is the song in High School Musical, the musical, the series. So that and the fact that she's wearing this jacket that everyone is saying is his jacket, the song is called Driver's License, and she says that he taught her how to drive at one point in time. I mean, you guys, I cannot. This whole thing is, it makes me feel like I have been through a breakup. I feel like I got my heart broken when I listened to it. And I just feel bad. And you, oh my God, the audacity of men, honestly. I don't know if his publicist was like, you got to make sure that people don't think that this is about you because he's been getting a lot of hate. Like everyone on TikTok has been like, drop the address, Olivia. Give me the address. We are going to get him. We are going to find him. Because the song, she says like she drives by his house and oh, it literally hurts.
Also, I just want to add like another clue that it is about him is because he is with Sabrina Carpenter now and she's blonde. And the lyrics of the song are, you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm secure about. Like it just, it is so sad. And he did her so dirty because the song that he wrote about her, he had Sabrina Carpenter in the music video. How are you gonna do that? How are you gonna do that to her? Oh my God.
But the audacity.
And now this, what he does with this, when this song came out that Olivia just made about him, the audacity he had,
he posted on his story the freaking song and was like, great song, Olivia. Like bitch, you know that shit is about you. You know it's about you. You know it's about what she did to her. How dare you freaking put it on your story? Like, that has to hurt. I would literally pull up to his house. She said she'd been driving by the house every single day. I would drive by the house again and be like, let's fight. Like, let's fight. Like, why? The audacity. And she literally reposted every single person that put her song on their story except for him. Because, I mean, what was he thinking? And apparently they're currently filming the second season of the show right now. So that's super awkward and super uncomfortable. Like, he literally is that Twitter reactions video of, hey, how y'all doing? Hi, how y'all doing? Like, that's literally going to be him showing up to work on set. Like, so uncomfortable, you guys. I just, wow.
And honestly, like, the things that I would do to be added to the group chat of the cast right now, like, them in the group chat without him, just, like, seeing what they're saying about the situation that's going on. Because I know it is good tea that they are spilling in that group chat.
But anyways, Olivia Rodrigo, I feel like she's going to open up for Taylor Swift at the next Taylor Swift concert whenever we can go outside again. I feel it because she's a really big Swiftie and Taylor Swift commented on her post and all the Taylor Swift fans love her. So I just feel like that's going to happen. She's going to be really big in singing because her lyrics are amazing and the song sounds like a Lord song with Taylor Swift lyrics. I just really see a future for her. And I feel like everyone now is like on this Olivia Rodrigo train. When last year when the show came out, I could not stop playing the High School Musical soundtrack, literally just the two songs with her in it, like the one with her by herself, All I Want, and then the Joshua Bassett one when they sing together. I could not stop playing those. So now I feel like justified that everyone else also agrees that she's amazing. So, and I can't believe she was on Bizarre Aardvark with Jake Paul. That is No. We gotta delete that from her past because we cannot have Olivia Rodrigo associated with Jake Paul at all. But anyways, you guys, that is pretty much all of the stuff that went down this week. It's been crazy and honestly very interesting, and I have been very much following every second of it because the stuff that has gone on has just been, 2020 really came in hot. It came in hot. I definitely want to know what you guys think. If you guys are listening on YouTube, let me know how you guys feel in the comments down below. If you guys are listening on any other streaming platform and not on YouTube, I do have a YouTube channel where I post and you guys can comment. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Stay safe, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.